20 years ago in New York City, a taxi driver forever changed David J. Pauley's perspective on life with a simple gesture. After narrowly avoiding an accident with an aggressive driver who cut them off, Pauley was astonished when his taxi driver responded with a smile and wave. "Many people are like garbage trucks," the driver explained. "They run around full of frustration, anger, and disappointment. When their garbage piles up, they look for a place to dump it. Don't take it personally." This profound insight became the foundation for the Law of the Garbage Truck, a philosophy that has transformed millions of lives across 100-plus countries. Endorsed by psychologists, business leaders, and celebrities, this international bestseller offers a revolutionary approach to happiness that resonates across cultures. Its simple yet powerful message has been translated into 48 languages, showing its universal appeal in our increasingly stressful world. Every day, we face a crucial decision. Will we absorb others' negativity or let it pass us by? The core distinction Pauley makes is between letting go and letting pass by. Letting go requires first taking in negativity, then releasing it, while letting pass by means never absorbing it in the first place. This subtle but powerful difference is what makes the law of the garbage truck so transformative. Consider how often we encounter people who are acting like garbage trucks, individuals overflowing with frustration, anger, and disappointment who dump their negative emotions on anyone in their path. Research confirms we're wired to remember negative experiences more vividly than positive ones. Each negative encounter, if absorbed, becomes part of our mental landscape, affecting our mood, focus, and even physical health. Pauley's mother demonstrated this principle while caring for his grandfather, who suffered from dementia. When his grandfather would make hurtful comments due to his condition, she learned not to take them personally. Instead of absorbing his words and feeling wounded, she would let them pass by, allowing her to continue seeing the good in him while preserving her own well-being. This approach requires humility, understanding that not every criticism demands defense. When we're constantly defensive, we waste precious energy on battles that don't matter. Pauley shares how, as a college football player, he once blocked the wrong opponent because he reactively defended against the first threat he saw rather than following the designed play. His coach explained that while this reactive approach might work in high school, at higher levels it makes you vulnerable to manipulation. Similarly, when we let others' negativity trigger our defenses, we're diverted from what truly matters in our lives. What would happen if you started viewing negative encounters differently? What if, instead of absorbing others' garbage, you simply smiled, waved, and moved on? The freedom this creates isn't just emotional, it opens doors to opportunities we might otherwise miss. When we refuse to absorb others' negativity, remarkable opportunities emerge. Pauley illustrates this through his experience taking over a customer service center scheduled for closure within 4 months. His boss warned it would be a thankless job. Employees would need to train their replacements before losing their positions. Rather than transferring elsewhere, Pauley accepted the challenge, believing they could accomplish something special. At the difficult announcement meeting, he was transparent about the situation, but emphasized their mission: focus on what they could control and let negativity pass them by. Corporate leadership predicted service levels would plummet during this transition. Instead, the team answered 96% of calls, exceeding industry excellence standards by 1%. Over those 4 months, they set service records while helping nearly all employees find new positions. This success story demonstrates how letting garbage trucks pass by creates space for achievement and growth. By refusing to be derailed by circumstances they couldn't change, the team channeled their energy toward what they could control, ultimately leading Pauley to become Yahoo's first director of customer care. Sometimes, however, letting garbage trucks pass by requires extraordinary courage. Jackie Robinson's story exemplifies this. When Branch Rickey, president of the Brooklyn Dodgers, sought someone to break baseball's color barrier, he specifically looked for a player with guts enough not to fight back, someone who could withstand persecution without retaliating. Robinson faced relentless cruelty, taunts from fans, isolation from teammates, hotel rejections, and hate mail. Yet he honored his pledge to turn the other cheek. He wasn't alone in his struggle. Key allies like teammate Pee Wee Reese, who publicly showed support by putting his arm around Robinson during heckling, sports editor Stanley Woodward, who exposed a Cardinal strike plot, and Commissioner Ford Frick, who threatened consequences for strikers, served as witnesses who helped Robinson succeed. This raises a challenging question. Do you have the courage to let garbage trucks pass by when the stakes are high? And equally important, will you stand up for others who are trying to do the same? While external negativity poses challenges, we must also confront an uncomfortable truth. We create plenty of our own garbage. These self-generated garbage trucks affect how we view our past and future, locking us into self-defeating patterns that prevent us from living our best lives. Our memories function like continuous streams of short videos playing in our minds, with many featuring garbage trucks from our past. Research shows negative experiences dominate our memories. They form quicker and resist change more than positive ones. These bad memories can be triggered at the slightest provocation, causing our bodies to physically respond as if experiencing the event again. Each time we recall these memories, we're not accessing the original experience, but our last recollection of it, essentially rewriting our memories with each recall. Our brains, wired for self-protection, often send false alarms about threats that no longer exist. The solution isn't to suppress these memories, but to acknowledge them as garbage trucks and let them pass by. Smile, wave, wish them well, and move on, rather than letting them diminish our joy, confidence, and belief in what's possible. Similarly, we create future-oriented garbage through catastrophic thinking. While planning for the future is important, obsessing over potential garbage trucks that might appear only distracts us from enjoying today and planning effectively for tomorrow. Pole shares his personal story of a disastrous week at Yale, failing exams, injuring himself before his family came to watch him play football, and discovering his girlfriend was pre-engaged to someone else. He began catastrophizing, imagining a convoy of future garbage trucks. His father helped him by sharing the Jack story about a man who worked himself into a rage imagining a gas station owner wouldn't lend him a Jack before even asking. Psychologists Revich and Shade offer a 5-step method for countering catastrophic thinking. Name your worst fears, evaluate their probability, imagine unrealistically positive scenarios, focus on likely outcomes, and develop solutions. By redirecting focus from imagined garbage trucks to realistic positive expectations, we can invest energy in plans to achieve desired results rather than creating garbage where it doesn't exist. Australian police officer Ethan Ray exemplifies this approach while battling a rare brain disease. After suffering seizures, brain surgeries, and even a coma, Ethan faces an uncertain prognosis with remarkable resilience. He explains how he applies the law of the garbage truck to his own thinking. What you have to focus on when you're in my circumstance is how to handle the moments when you start to dump on yourself. He distinguishes between good worry that leads to productive action and toxic worry that paralyzes. To stay centered, Ethan plays with his children, practices gratitude, and visualizes getting better. He refuses to let negative emotions pile up inside him, controlling what he can while accepting life's uncertainties. We all become garbage trucks sometimes, carrying frustration, anger, disappointment, anxiety, and bitterness until our burden becomes too heavy and we dump it on others. But we can choose to stop this pattern. The third commitment focuses on avoiding becoming someone else's garbage truck by not dumping our negative emotions on those around us. One powerful approach is practicing real-time forgiveness when others make mistakes. Pele contrasts two personal experiences: accidentally spilling coffee on a businessman's jacket during a flight, resulting in rage and threats despite his sincere apology, versus causing a minor car accident where both the other driver and an off-duty police officer responded with understanding. Research confirms that forgiveness improves health and happiness, reducing stress and physical symptoms. When we need help, we can ask without becoming garbage trucks ourselves. At Yahoo Customer Care, Palais implemented the 5 F's approach, being friendly, fast, focused, fired up, and fun, with a bonus F for flexible. This value system guided their interactions and helped them secure attention and respect from other departments. The team embraced the philosophy that while they wanted to be valued, they would focus on being valuable, and while wanting appreciation, they would focus on being appreciative. This approach led to remarkable success, with staff being invited to participate in product planning and nearly all employees being retained or promoted. We must also avoid labeling entire groups as permanent garbage trucks. Palais shares his transformative experience visiting East Berlin in 1987 when the Berlin Wall still stood. Despite growing up viewing East Germans as enemies of the West, he met Stefan, a young East German who unexpectedly offered to show him around. After touring the city and sharing beers, Stefan invited him to dinner at his apartment, located on the same street as Palais's office, just on the opposite side of the Berlin Wall. Their evening of conversation revealed they had more in common than differences, despite living in supposedly enemy worlds just blocks apart. Finally, we should avoid baiting others into becoming garbage trucks. Before complaining or criticizing, we should ask ourselves, how is this going to help anyone? Will it improve the situation? Will it strengthen our relationships? Quick criticisms rarely lead anywhere productive, and gratuitous complaints close the door on curiosity and creativity. Some people who act like garbage trucks play important roles in our lives. They live and work with us as customers, bosses, neighbors, relatives, and friends. Rather than simply avoiding them, we must find ways to communicate effectively and help them amplify their best qualities. The garbage truck communication rule provides guidance. While these people allow negative emotions to drown out good things around them, they don't act like garbage trucks all the time. When they show their better side, doing something nice or showing concern, we must recognize and acknowledge this goodness. By focusing on people's positive qualities, we energize what's right about them and potentially enable their transformation. Nelson Mandela's experience with a cruel prison commander who revealed an unexpected decent side proves that even seemingly cold-blooded people have a core of decency that can be reached. For daily relationships with difficult people, we must commit to amplifying their best by catching rare moments when they're not acting like garbage trucks. Palais shares a personal story from his college internship at Procter & Gamble, where he had to work with a grocery store manager who consistently avoided him. One day, he observed the manager being friendly and helpful with a customer, a side he'd never seen before. Seizing this moment when the manager wasn't acting like a garbage truck, he approached him, acknowledged his dedication to customers, and promised to help make his job easier. This sincere communication breakthrough transformed their relationship, with the manager eventually ordering more products than most others on his route. The author provides 2 comprehensive self-assessment quizzes to help readers understand their relationship with garbage in their lives. The first measures one's garbage accepting load, GAL, through statements like "bad drivers upset me" and "I worry about what people think of me." The second assesses one's garbage dumping load, GDL, through statements like "when I have a bad day at work, I bring it home" and "I make sarcastic remarks." After taking both quizzes, readers calculate their total garbage load by plotting both scores on a graph, identifying problematic areas, and committing to specific actions that will reduce both accepting and dumping garbage. Merely knowing about the law of the garbage truck isn't enough. We need to ingrain it until our response becomes instinctive. Palais shares how he learned this lesson the hard way. After letting a garbage truck run over him at work, he became a garbage truck himself, distracted, moody, and impatient. This led him to be 9 minutes late to his 4-year-old daughter Eliana's camp presentation, missing her special moment entirely. This painful experience led him to pull over and write the No Garbage Trucks Pledge, committing to not accept garbage in his life, to not take garbage trucks personally, to smile, wave, wish them well, and move on, and to never spread garbage to others. He memorized it, shared it with his family, and kept copies everywhere as a reminder. When he applied the pledge in daily life, he became happier and freer, free to enjoy each day, love those who matter most, and focus on what's important. He began sharing it with millions through newspaper columns, his blog, television, and live speeches, bringing it to diverse organizations from engineering associations to inner-city schools, from government agencies to international corporations. The pledge can transform workplaces as well. At Hyatt Hotels, Palais witnessed extraordinary service when staff continued searching for his wife's lost diamond even after they had returned home. When they found it, they had it professionally cleaned before shipping it back. This extraordinary service created an emotional connection that led them to share this story with thousands, providing Hyatt with powerful word-of-mouth advertising. Great service makes a difference. When employees take the No Garbage Trucks pledge, they can manage emotional labor, the energy required to maintain positive emotions despite difficult circumstances. By letting negative customer behaviors pass by without taking them personally, service professionals can focus on solving problems rather than reacting emotionally. The pledge can transform families, too. Palais grew up in a no garbage trucks family where showing disposition wasn't permitted. They could discuss anything, but never with disrespect or temper. When he was 9, his grandmother taught him a powerful lesson after he was inexplicably angry with his father at a shopping mall. "Your father loves you, and you love him. Don't go to bed angry with him. You never know when the Lord will take him from you." This became his family rule: never go to bed or leave home angry. Taking the No Garbage Trucks pledge as a family means committing to support each other through challenges rather than acting out. In a No Garbage Trucks family, members listen, work through disagreements respectfully, celebrate achievements, and help one another. There are two energetic forces at work in our world. The gratitude cycle emerges when we focus on life's goodness, express gratitude, show kindness, and share optimism. The garbage cycle develops when we dwell on negativity, act impatiently, harbor grudges, complain, and speak ill of others. We face daily invitations to both cycles, with powerful forces pulling us in both directions. Every time you become a garbage truck, you feed negative energy into the garbage cycle, connecting yourself to the collective angst and anger of millions. This cycle creates pressure, burden, and stress, often resulting in floating hostility aimed at whoever crosses your path. Pole's father once illustrated the danger of the garbage cycle when driving home from work. After making a bad move on the road, another driver aggressively cut him off and demanded confrontation. When his father stepped out to engage, he realized the other driver was enormous, a monster popping out of a muscle shirt. For the first time, his father wisely retreated, apologizing through his closed window instead of escalating the situation. This incident marked the end of his macho days on the road. The key to escaping the garbage cycle is taking responsibility for your actions and stopping the cycle when you catch yourself contributing to it. Don't let others draw you into bad thinking and behavior. Recognize when you're being pulled in and quickly step away. Fueled by hope and kindness, the gratitude cycle operates all around us as an alternative. To immerse yourself in it, consciously look for the best in others and yourself daily. Focus on the good in situations, save your energy for meaningful challenges, and let insignificant negatives wither from inattention. Pole experienced the gratitude cycle firsthand when taking his daughters to rent Ratatouille at Blockbuster. While the sales clerk handled a difficult customer on the phone, they waited patiently. After completing their transaction, his girls began arguing over who would carry the movie bag. Before he could intervene, the sales clerk approached with a second bag containing a catalog, saying, "I have another bag for you girls. One of you can carry this bag with a new catalog, and one of you can carry the bag with the movie." With a knowing smile, she added, "I have two girls. I know about these things." This sales clerk faced a choice: feed the garbage cycle by spreading the frustration from her difficult phone customer, or feed the gratitude cycle by helping a fellow parent. She chose to stop the garbage and spread gratitude instead. By letting a difficult experience pass her by rather than holding on to it, she made the world more beautiful. The day will come when you recognize how profoundly your life has been transformed by living the law of the garbage truck, discovering how your actions have benefited those you care about and the world around you. When you finally feel free from the influence of garbage trucks, you gain the power to take a stand and declare your life a no garbage truck zone. Living in this zone requires active engagement with the world, not retreat from it. The law of the garbage truck isn't passive. It gives you freedom to respond to difficult encounters rather than avoid them. It's a mental state that frees you from fearing negativity, allowing you to let unimportant things pass by. You become stronger when you absorb the good while letting negative things you can't control pass by. This approach enables confident living in a challenging world. Your commitments fundamentally shape how you react to events and people. Some commit to revenge or defending against every perceived threat. But as researchers Lazarus and Folkman note, commitments affect appraisal by guiding people into or away from situations that threaten, harm, or benefit them. When you commit to enjoying time with your family, you won't let trivial interactions ruin your mood. Responding to insignificant threats wastes energy and, as Stanford professor Robert Sapolsky observes, increases cardiovascular disease risk when life is filled with hostile reactions to minor provocations. There's a crucial difference between venting and dumping. Venting helps people understand your problems, while dumping burdens others with them. Venting is productive when it helps work through frustrations. It's essentially a request for someone to bear witness to your challenge. The foundation for this communication is trust. Venting is based on permission, the understanding that you can sound off to friends and loved ones without judgment. When you need to vent to someone who hasn't given permission, simply ask, "May I vent for a moment?" This shows respect and acknowledges that others have their own concerns. Your family should be your safe haven, the place where you can share life's best and worst moments without becoming a garbage truck yourself. Psychologist John Gottman's groundbreaking research found a specific ratio in stable marriages: 5 positive interactions for every negative one. This 5-to-1 ratio predicted with 91% accuracy which marriages would succeed or fail. When you declare your home a no garbage truck zone, you establish a clear standard for love and communication. Accepting or spreading garbage serves no one and hurts everyone in your family. When you commit to a no garbage truck's life focused on what's good and just, you make the world better. But what happens when life tests you with unimaginable hardship? Will your no garbage truck's pledge still serve you when illness, trauma, and death enter your life? Kim's story shows how maintaining a no garbage truck zone is crucial during life's hardest challenges. Despite her cancer diagnosis, Kim built positive relationships with everyone involved in her care, refusing to create adversarial relationships that would drain her energy when she needed it most for healing and caring for her family. Kim recognized that cancer brings fear, but she didn't let it define her. She understood that living in a no garbage truck zone is a helpful guide for getting through difficult times. Acknowledging that while cancer is garbage dumped on you without warning, focusing on the good things creates opportunities for happiness even during scary times. After completing radiation, Kim immediately redirected her energy outward, walking in the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure just 2 weeks later. She launched The Power of Pink, an educational awareness event for 400 women, helping other young mothers detect breast cancer early. Even while under continued observation for a palpable mass, Kim refuses to let fear overtake her life, remaining a happy, grateful, proactive survivor by appreciating her husband, children, family, and friends. What if those suffering felt entitled to act out however they wanted? While we might excuse our own garbage truck behavior during personal tragedy, would we want everyone around us doing the same? When we take a narrow view, focused only on our pain, we feel justified in being impatient, short-tempered, or negative. But this perspective fails to recognize how our behavior hurts both ourselves and others. No matter how much people love us, they have thresholds for how much garbage they'll accept. The key is taking a broader view of our relationships. The best tribute to loved ones who are suffering or have passed is living a life worthy of their spirit. This means being kind, patient, and using our own suffering to offer compassion to others. Many people claim they cannot change, that living in a no-garbage truck zone is beyond their capacity. Science proves otherwise. Psychologist Sonia Lyubomirsky's sustainable happiness model demonstrates that we are not slaves to our genetic makeup. Research shows that only 50% of differences in happiness levels are determined by genetics and just 10% by life circumstances. This means a full 40% of our happiness differences come from the choices we make. The next frontier is expanding your no-garbage truck zone from your personal to your professional life. The potential impact is significant, as you can influence hundreds or even thousands of people through your job and career. The ripple effect of our workplace interactions is profound. Research on emotional contagion shows we catch others' emotions, with our behavior influencing people up to 3 degrees away from us, potentially affecting thousands daily. Workplace incivility is epidemic. 96% of workers experience it, costing U.S. corporations $300 billion annually. Creating your own no-garbage truck zone allows you to handle difficult customers without absorbing their negativity, while supporting colleagues through shared understanding and mutual respect. As a leader, you must establish clear expectations about communication in your no-garbage truck zone. Help team members identify which provocations are worth addressing and which should be left alone to maintain positive energy. Many leaders fear opening these conversations, but the investment pays off. The time spent establishing communication standards is far less than constantly firefighting negative interactions. At New Age Transportation, CEO Carolyn Gable brought the philosophy to her company after seeing its positive impact on her family. During their annual kickoff meeting, employees watched the Law of the Garbage Truck DVDs and took the No Garbage Trucks pledge together, committing to serve customers and help each other without acting like garbage trucks. The Steel Magnolias Breast Cancer Support Group demonstrates how this philosophy enables meaningful change. Founder Lenora Johnson led a successful grassroots effort to change Alabama state law, closing a loophole that prevented women from receiving treatment if they weren't diagnosed at the health department. We would never have pushed through that legislation if we had let garbage trucks get in our way, Johnson explains. Declaring your life a no-garbage truck zone takes genuine courage. The crowd won't always move in your direction. Some people will continue focusing on frustration, anger, and disappointment. Others will prefer to gossip, criticize, and complain. This is precisely why leadership and example setting matter so much. Nelson Mandela exemplifies this principle. During his 27 years in prison, he refused to let his jailers break his spirit or fill him with hatred. I always knew that deep down in every human heart there is mercy and generosity, Mandela wrote. No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background or his religion. People must learn to hate, and if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love. Each time you let a garbage truck pass by, you take control of your life. Each time you stop dumping garbage on others, you change the world. Organizations that commit to working in a no-garbage truck zone report improved business outcomes. Happiness isn't out of reach. Civility isn't dead. The law of the garbage truck creates a virtuous cycle. Increase civility, increase happiness. Increase happiness, increase civility.